of U.S. Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, 5,400 of a mile north of Route 16, Beach Highway, with a 911 address of 12327 North DuPont Boulevard, Allendale, with a tax map ID of District 230, Map 26, Parcel Number 35. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on July 9th of 2015. In your packet and before you have a advised by the report of the commission that the commission previously approved this site, as did the council, for conditional use number 1979 on March 25th of 2014 for a retail package store and tavern, and that use has been established on this site. During the public hearing process, we did receive comments from DelDOT on this application, the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, Sussex Conservation District. Thomas Muntz and Judy Muntz were present. Mr. Muntz gave testimony into the record. Robin Johnson, one of the tenants at the property, stated that she had an option to purchase the property, that they have made many improvements to the building and the site, and questioned the difference between a conditional use and zoning. In the discussion, we found that there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On July 9th, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On July 30th of 2015, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change zone number 1779 for Thomas K. Muntz and Judy L. Muntz for a change in zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicants currently have a conditional use to operate a tavern on the property. Two, the applicants have stated that the only reason they are seeking CR1 commercial residential zoning is so that they can serve food at their establishment on the property. The property has had a tavern on it for many years, but without food service. Three, the applicants have not given any other reason for the rezoning to CR1 or how CR1 would be an appropriate zoning for this property at this location. Four, I'm not satisfied that CR1 zoning with all the permitted uses that can exist in the CR1 zoning district is appropriate for this location. It would also be the only CR1 property in this area. Five, the applicants can get the ability to serve food in this location through a more appropriate application, such as a modification of their existing conditional use. Mm-hmm. Six, because I do not believe that a sufficient record has been created to support a rezoning to CR1, and because there are other more appropriate ways to address the applicant's request to serve food on premise, this rezoning application should be denied. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. To date, we received no additional comments from any agency or individual on this application. I do have here, if you want to see it, you probably remember this application. It was formerly Teddy's Tavern, just north of Allendale. They have added parking. They've improved the septic. The parking stoned and has bumpers to mark the parking spaces. And they have brought the property up to more of a specification than what it was before. Now, the commission's, just to clarify, the commission's consideration about the amendment to the conditions of approval, they could submit to the commission a request. The commission, since they imposed a restriction about the food service, could amend that condition if they so desired, or refer it back to public hearing. So they have two options.
So
that would be up to the commission.
You personally can't do it, but the commission.
I can't.
At one of their meetings, right. can amend
the commission. It was stated in the record of the original conditional use that they would be serving crackers and chips and pretzels and that type of prepared food that's already prepared. It's packaged foods, and where in this case they would like to be able to maybe do a hamburger, hot dogs, chicken, or whatever, and as it relates to the tavern. So the commission can address that, and if not, the commission can say, no, we need to go back to public hearing.
I mean, the first time they proposed the food thing, was it they who suggested that we're just going to have this prepackaged?
It was presented that we were going to be serving chips, crackers.
Right.
It wasn't they were going to do any prepared food.
The commission didn't impose that on them. That was their proposal.
Came from the applicants.
Came from the applicant. Okay. Because I see no reason why, you know, preparing food, serving food, preparing food, you know, is a big deal. So I.
Well, that's what the commission felt. They felt it more appropriate that they could ask, be descriptive, and ask to be able to do prepared food on site.
As a condition.
As an amendment to the condition, not have to go back to public hearing, but to go through the commission and basically a site plan review. And then they would have to get the appropriate other agency permits to verify that the septic's adequate to serve. They may have to put in a catch basin type thing, like we see here from accounts or the county engineering on sewer issues once in a great while. And also came up on the truck vendor issue when we had the vendor discussions. And then they would have to go through the health department to get their appropriate permits.
Is the B1 appropriate for this location? Could they do what they're doing? A tavern, is that okay in a B1?
Yeah, it would be permitted. It's not as extensive. Retail sales, the liquor store ports and retail sales, the restaurants permitted in a B1 district. It's more restrictive, but not much more.
Mm-hmm.
In close proximity, if you go north, there's nothing but a few conditional uses. If you go south, back toward Allendale.
At the intersection.
You go several hundreds of feet before you get to White's Well Drilling, Weller's Little Store, the Exxon station, they're all C1 or CR1.
Mm-hmm.
In the Royal Farm across the
Royal Farm Store is either, I can't remember if that was a conditional use because it was on the west side. And then south of that is a C1 and a B1 district where we just did the Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
That would be south, further south on 16.
South of 16, yeah.
Well, we're not voting on that today, no. On
one
B1.
Thing, one thing about it is way off the route. It's much further off the route. What we're talking about is practically on the route.
It actually, the pillars for the covered carport type pillars where they probably sold gas years and years and years ago, is actually a cutout in the state right-of-way that the state conveyed to make the property whole. Because those pillars actually were in the state right-of-way.
Right.
That's how close it was.
As far as I can, it was always known as Teddy's Tavern. I don't think it was ever any gas station, never.
No, I'm just saying, it's just the way it's shaped.
I'm just,
pillars.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm going by the pillars.
Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Lang? If not, is the applicant here and would like to come forward or someone speaking for the applicant? Is Thomas K. Muntz or Judy L. Muntz here? Would you like to come forward, please?
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Hi, my name is Judy Muntz, and I live 105 Quail Run, Camden, Wyoming.
If you could...
My husband couldn't be here today, but Dr. Foreman, so I'd like to speak to counsel a few words. We purchased this property about 3 years ago. My husband and I was intent to open a restaurant, and we remodeled this property by the code a county required. And to find out they could not issue us to open a restaurant, so we had to rent out to pre-existing condition use was a tavern and package store. Intentionally could make a restaurant, but because the restriction, we only can rent to the tavern and package store. So we come out to application is if we can rezone it, then in the future, the people rent, they can turn into bigger places like possibility restaurants or remodel bigger place to a retail shop. So that way we're more viable to use other business besides that long 70 years always use a tavern and package store. That's what we was intending the changes. I didn't know you council would any reconsider that our request.
Okay. Did you have anything else to add? Did you hear the prior conversation that?
Yes, I did.
Yes, and you understand that if you applied to change your commission before the Planning and Zoning Commission, they could possibly do that without a public hearing, and if you just ask to modify that condition. So that is an option.
That's an option.
Yes. Okay, is there, do you have anyone else that would like to speak today?
No, that's it.
Okay, do any questions from the council?
I would just suggest too also, when I read the reasons mm-hmm. given a CR1 they felt was too extensive, too many things to go there because of what we've, you know, the history of what's been going on there and the use, everything. Anyway, a B1 would be less restrictive and given the ability. So there is possibly you could look at a B1 as another option, but that would require two more public hearings and doing it all over again, and that, or what they just suggested, modifying the current conditions. So
okay.
I think that the concern they had with CR1 was not appropriate for that location, mm-hmm. but other things could be.
More questions of council?
I do.
Yes.
Mr. Deaver?
I just want to understand a little bit about the how they could go back to planning and zoning and have the conditions changed.
Modified.
How exactly they just, how is that done?
She would apply for that, for a modification okay. of the restriction. And as Mr. Lank indicated,
is it administrative this was,
well, no, it's no. not through him. It would have to go through the commission.
Uh-huh.
And because they were the ones who placed the condition on, they can modify it. Or as Mr. Lank indicated, they could hear the evidence and decided they actually wanted public hearing again on that. Mm-hmm. But it would be up to the Planning and Zoning mm-hmm. Commission.
If it's determined that not to be a major change from what their use is, mm-hmm. it's a minor modification.
Okay.
The commission right. can change it. If they think it's a major modification, then they might say go to public hearing. So okay. is that correct?
That's correct.
It almost yeah. sounds
if
like
it's
it
a
is,
minor
right?
change,
yeah.
you're dealing with prepared food versus mm-hmm. packaged food.
Right.
Big deal.
So it's really, then the commission didn't think that was a major change and
right.
they would give it consideration.
So they amend it somehow?
They can amend the condition.
They can't. They could.
They have the authority to amend it.
That is
okay,
correct.
That's what I'm asking.
They have
the authority because they created the condition.
Uh-huh.
If the council amended
okay.
a condition
uh-huh.
on their own,
mm-hmm.
the commission cannot touch that condition. So if you adopt their conditions, then they can do minor amendments only. Mm-hmm. Nothing major, but minor.
Is that in ordinance or is that in
yeah.
policy?
It's in the ordinance.
It's in the ordinance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any more questions of council?
Sir.
Mr. Orlett?
Yes, Mr. President, if I may. Ma'am, before you walk away.
Ma'am?
I do have a quick question. Actually, one for you and also for Mr. Lank. First, Mr. Lank, in the application here that I'm looking at, the aerial view, unless I'm seeing something wrong, it's showing that County Bank is the owner of this parcel. Is that accurate?
That's what we got. Yeah, we do have that.
No, not to my knowledge. You actually owned the property?
Yes.
Right. I'm just...
At the time the area was taken, it may have been listed under County Bank.
Okay.
As
okay. We bought from County Bank.
Okay. County Bank, yeah, County Bank.
It's just
bank.
Not been updated.
Yet. Gotcha. I guess it was a bank-owned property, I guess, perhaps.
They bought it from the bank.
Part of the finance?
I don't know.
They bought it from the bank.
Sure. That's question number one. Number two is... what would you like to do with this property? I know in your testimony just a few moments ago, you weren't really sharing that you want to necessarily cook food at the current. You might want to consider doing other things that are beyond what's physically there right now. So what would you like to do with your property?
Well, I intentionally wanted to open the bigger restaurant and serving the full menu service restaurant. And because when we were started remodeling, then find out that was the one condition use only we had to take it as a package store and a bar.
Right.
And my personally, because I not particularly like to run that type of business, so I had to give up my dream. I had to rent it out for people who prefer to run a bar business and package store. My intention is serving the food or turn into other business beside the condition use we have restriction right now. So, but because we already purchased not to know the condition use because it was auction, they will explain to us when we bought the auction,
mm-hmm.
which our
bank.
Own personal problem we didn't ask. Two, and when we purchased, we spent quite a bit of money to bring up the code. So we kind of nail into the box, we had to run into somebody to serve in the tavern and package store. So we was trying to, hopefully we can gradually not to go that direction, you know, run into the bigger restaurant, serving, it's like a four-menu restaurant, not just a typical just tavern.
So you would like to just really have just a larger restaurant?
Well, not destroy it, maybe remodel it. You know,
sure.
Remodel the point is a nice place because it's plenty of land there. We can expand it and turn it into the nice sit-down restaurant instead of just a tavern or package to be able to go. That was beginning the dream we had, but unfortunately we had to go the other way. So that's why we was hoping council can reconsider. Consider something changes.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Lawrence, if they wanted to expand, add construction to it, is there any restrictions with this conditional use for them to be denied any building permit or any expansion?
It would have to go through a site plan review process before the commission, and the commission would determine at that time if it's major expansion of the facility, and if it was, they could say it had to go back to public hearing again. Or if they consider
it, it depends on what they want to, how much they want to
do, and how they change it, whether or not they could go for an amendment to the site plan to allow minor additions.
So minor additions are permitted. Major additions could again have to go through.
Go back to public hearing anyway, as a condition.
Okay.
But a B1, ma'am, you can also look into a B1. It's not as restrictive, and this has had a long history of commercial activity.
It's more restrictive
than the CR one, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm
right.
Just saying, with got less planning, I'm just saying, planning and zoning actually is on record saying they didn't like CR1.
Mm-hmm.
So they were looking for something that would have a lesser of an impact. So B1, somebody could explain that to you and modifying your conditional use.
Okay.
So those are your options.
Sure. Okay. At this point, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time the public hearing on this matter is closed. And if it's council's prerogative, we could close the public record as well.
We will close public hearing. Is it okay with council? We'll close the public comment.
I do have a couple of questions, but we'll wait.
Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 3.033 acres more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Well, make a motion to adopt the order.
Yeah, second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt change of zones 1779. Questions on the motion, Mr. Arlett?
Yes, sir. If I may, Mr. President, I was reading the comments from the Planning and Zoning as to why they had opposed it, and from what I've read thus far, it appears their biggest determining factor was that it was. You know, there's no other, you know, commercial parcels in the surrounding area, and it was not necessarily appropriate for that reason. So, I'm Mr. Lank, if you can help me to understand that a little bit, because I'm looking at the aerial view from the application, the packet that is here, and you know, two parcels away, you're at a major intersection, right? Routes, what is it, 16 and Route 113, correct?
More than two parcels away.
There's a
wooded section between the tavern and the Weller parcel.
Can you pull up on the? Would you be able to pull up on the screen just so we can see?
Not me.
And then on here.
I have it here, yes, but just.
If I can look over your shoulder.
Sure. I mean, the red, of course, is commercial, correct?
Right, but there's a substantial distance, several hundred feet, maybe. 1,000 or better to get to the site back down to Weller's piece,
right,
which is the north end of the parallelogram to the north end of the red,
right.
The next would be White's Well Drilling, and then the far end would be the Exxon station. The little white piece in the center was an old lodge or something of that type. It's now just vacant.
Right. But two parcels. I mean, they're fairly large, that one there, but two parcels nonetheless.
If you looked at this in comparison, the yellow, you see all the little parcels?
Sure.
They're 60 mm-hmm. or 70 feet wide.
Right.
So you can count, that's probably good to 1,000 feet there.
Right.
So it's not contiguous to the others.
Okay.
And waste drilling is probably...
Waste well drilling got like 600 or 1,000 foot in front of you.
Yeah, and they're probably 100 feet or more off the highway. And,
right. and they're back off the highway.
And they may only have one or two vehicles a day in there.
Right. And they've been zoned since probably the 80s at the earliest.
More questions of the council? Okay. Hearing none, we will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I have to go along with planning and zoning on this, and for the reasons they've given, and that would be a no to CR1.
Mr. Cole.
I have concerns that this CR1 is not appropriate due to the extensive permitted uses that are allowed in that zone. So therefore, I think my earlier comments kind of expressed the direction I was going in. So I feel that modifying the conditional use or reapplying as a B1 would be more appropriate. That stretch of roadway... We need to be concerned as development proceeds. The intersection is heavily commercialized, but once you get past that commercial intersection, the traffic moves pretty good there. And I think that we need to be concerned about what we approve mm-hmm. in these areas on these kind of roadways, because due to the heavy traffic that we do experience at seasonal times of the year. And that's why I think the CR1 would be inappropriate, and maybe B1 or modifying a conditional use would be much more appropriate. My vote would be the no to the zoning in front of us today.
Mr. Arlett.
Well, based on the application that I have heard and the testimony and the application that I have read thus far with the packet, you know, I would tend to disagree with my counterparts in one sense, in the sense that, granted, there is a variation and a difference between the B1 and the CR1. We are on a major highway here. We are on Route 113. And so for me, out of the, and not to mention, you know, the testimony that was just shared, if one wants a bigger restaurant and the application, we are making a vote on the application before us, I would say that, and at the same time, this council does not make the decisions as it relates to the roadways and the traffic, because that's a DLDOT issue. So that condition would have to be placed on their plate. So today, based on what the testimony is, I would tend to disagree, and I'm going to vote in favor of this change based on the testimony that I've heard from the applicant and the location of this parcel. So I would vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote with planning zoning. No.
I tend to feel that it would be more in line with a modifying the conditions that are placed on it or a B1. Because CR1 to me is it opens up a lot of things that are well beyond a restaurant. So I'm going to vote no. Motion defeated.
Thank you.
Now we're back to Grant.